Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. A bitter dispute has broken out between Russia and Ukraine. It's about natural gas. Russia is demanding that its former Soviet partner pay a much higher price for Russian natural gas, but Ukraine is refusing to pay, and Russia is threatening to cut off supplies. Western Europe, which is also heavily dependent on Russian gas, is watching the dispute nervously. Joining us from the Marketplace European desk in London is Stephen Beard. And Stephen, how big is the Russian gas price hike?
It's huge. It's a fourfold increase. The Ukrainians have been paying about $50 per thousand cubic meters. The Russian state-controlled energy company Gazprom says it now wants something more like $200 per thousand cubic meters.
And how does Gazprom justify this increase?
Well, it says the old price was heavily subsidized and is a relic of the old Soviet Union when these two countries were virtually part of the same country. Now that's gone, and now that Ukraine has been shaking free of Kremlin control and actually talking about seeking European Union membership, the Russians are saying, well, you can pay European prices for your gas then. And that is more than $200 per thousand cubic meters.
So is this also about politics then? Is Moscow punishing the Ukrainians for daring to be independent?
It could be about both money and politics. I mean, Gazprom, although state-controlled, is becoming a more commercial organization. It needs vast amounts of cash to look for new reserves, so it does need the extra revenue. But at the same time, there does seem to be a political element here. There's no doubt that the Kremlin was horrified by last year's Orange Revolution in Ukraine, when the Ukrainian people overturned a rigged election and slung the pro-Moscow winner out of office and installed a pro-Western president. So this gas price hike could be the Kremlin getting its revenge.
Well, Stephen, what if the Ukrainians just refuse to pay more? What will happen?
Well, we'll know in 10 days because they've been given until January the 1st to agree this new deal. The Russians could cut them off then, and that would be disastrous for the Ukrainians because they're utterly dependent on Russian gas. So the Ukrainians have been hinting darkly that if they get cut off, they'll cut off the pipeline which carries Russian gas across their territory into Western Europe, and that pipeline carries about 20% of Western Europe's natural gas needs.
Do you think it'll come to that?
Well, I think these things can obviously spiral out of control, but it does seem unlikely because obviously the Ukrainians don't want to upset the Western Europeans, and the Russians don't either since they are their best customers, the best customers for their gas. Anyway, we'll have more about this Russian-Ukrainian standoff later today in Marketplace.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.